a chemical mystery in the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Polychlorinated biphenyls are toxic chemicals that were widely used in industry until they were banned in the 1970s. PCBs can build up in fish. A new study finds that levels of PCBs are declining in the air in the Great Lakes region, except for one kind. It's called PCB-11, and its levels are holding steady. Ron Heitz is a professor at Indiana University. He says researchers believe PCB-11 comes from yellow pigments.
In the way some yellow pigments are produced, a byproduct of that production leads to then PCB-11. So when you find PCB-11, it's probably related to yellow pigments being used somewhere.
Heitz says this suggests PCB-11 is still leaking into the environment. And he says he's working to figure out where exactly the chemicals are coming from. This is the Environment Report. People who study birds are now using radar to make maps that can forecast migration at night. They say these maps could help by reducing the number of birds that collide with buildings and wind turbines. Kyle Horton is a postdoctoral research fellow with the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
First, what exactly do these maps show?
Yeah, so these maps, our forecast maps, are showing nightly predictions of migratory activity. So we're looking at 1, 2, and 3 days into the future of what the activity will hold on a given night. And these maps are built on over 2 decades of radar-based data products to learn the associations of these migrants with atmospheric properties.
How did you make them?
Yeah, so we're building and leveraging a radar infrastructure that is fairly unique to the United States, known as the NEXRAD radar system. And these radars are traditionally used for studying meteorology, looking at precipitation, severe storms, but they also capture a tremendous amount of biology. And we're able to go through these data, extract all of the birds that are migrating on a given night, and then we link these data with atmospheric properties, and we use new machine learning techniques to learn the associations with these properties.
When you're looking at this map, what is it telling you about the numbers of birds that are migrating on a given night?
What we're showing is an intensity of migration, and it can vary night to night. It can vary across the United States. So one night may see really great migration, let's say in around the Gulf of Mexico, especially in Texas. We see this river of birds flowing through the airspace during spring migration into late April, into early May. But the next night, migration may shut down, and that may be because of, you know, a wind that is opposing these migrants. So what we would show would be where you could expect to see migrants in the airspace. And hopefully, you know, those migrants, at least from a bird watcher's perspective, would make landfall, and you could go out and observe those birds the next day. But from a conservation standpoint, we're really interested in trying to mitigate the impact that some change may have on these migrants. Let's say a large building or lights at night, wind turbines, any of those impacts, hopefully we can mitigate those by giving the folks that make those decisions enough of a warning to say there's a large migration coming. If you can make some mitigation strategy available, we hope that that will be in place now.
Kyle Horton is with the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.